goes into effect January 1st, 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
We're still hearing reaction to President Donald Trump saying earlier this week that the United States would leave the Iran nuclear deal. This time it's from former Vice President Dick Cheney. He joined Fox Business and believes Iran is going to do what they're going to do.
I think the Iranians are going to do what the Iranians are going to do, and we need to be on our guard and working with our friends. One of the reasons I disagreed with the original deal with the Iranians was that it looked to me like what the Obama administration was doing was sort of shifting their emphasis in the Middle East from our traditional allies, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, to the Iranians. And the Iranians ended up sort of the big dog on the block, primarily because that appeared to be what President Obama wanted to have happen. And when he went in and negotiated that nuclear deal with the Iranians, I always felt it was very much a part of that pattern, sort of shifting the U.S. emphasis in that part of the world. Now, you could argue about whether or not that's what he intended. That's what our friends there believe happened, the Saudis, the Egyptians, the Emirates, people who've traditionally been with us in all kinds of crises and Desert Storm and so forth. They all felt like their traditional relationship with the United States had been kicked out in favor of a growing relationship between the United States and Iran. Certainly, we don't want to pursue that long term.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All you veterans, listen up. The sponsors of the May 19th Patriotic Concert being held at 2 p.m. at North Hunterdon High School are giving away free tickets to veterans and their families as a thank you for your service. Concert includes special guest Joe Piscopo and over 100 performers and musicians, including a 17-piece big band, a 32-piece string orchestra, Broadway show Trans-Siberian Orchestra singer, an operatic angel, a rising child star, a choral group, and of course the award-winning Hunterdon Harmonizers. You can call the show's producer, Kevin Gray, at 908-419-9878 for ticket info. Call right now because tickets are limited. The number again is 908-419-9878. That's 908-419-9878. It's going to be a great show, so veterans, get your tickets now.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back. I gave my take on the White House correspondence dinner and what transpired there. I did it on Monday, but I'm gonna do it again now. I think it's important. And again, this is the big show. It's the one that's on 200 plus stations. So people want to know what I think. And I'm gonna probably give you a take that with a lot of our new listeners might surprise you a little bit. For people who have been listening to this program for a while, know how I deviate from the pack. everybody had a collective freak out over the performance by, I don't even remember, Michelle Wolf. Michelle Wolf, Comedy Central comedian, saying some nasty things. I mean, across the board, I listened to her entire routine. And I didn't find it, I didn't find her funny. Didn't find her delivery funny. I found that some of the things that she said were nasty. But, okay, I mean, this is what comedians do. People freaking out. Wow, we need to cancel this. This needs to be censored. All this stuff. Wait a second. I'm in the free speech business. Now you know who Michelle Wolf is. That's all. Maybe I have thicker skin because, you know, people threaten me, say nasty things to me and awful things because I have this radio show all the time. Maybe I'm just used to it. Now you know who she is, and that's the beauty of free speech. And I'm going to be blatantly honest with everybody here. Again, you're not going to want to hear this. But a lot of you people that are outraged over her statements, I certainly hope that you were outraged as well over many of the things that Donald Trump said. Because I didn't like them either. Donald Trump made fun of Carly Fiorina's looks. I'm not a fan of John McCain at all, but I didn't like what he said about John McCain either. He said some pretty bad things. I don't care how much you dislike Rosie O'Donnell, the way he attacked her, it was pretty bad. I don't find it funny. I don't find it cool. I don't do that. I don't engage in that. I'll engage people on an intellectual level and I'll crush them. And when something doesn't make sense, it is dumb and stupid, I'll say it. I'll put it right out there. I don't like it when it's done on the left, and I don't like it when it's done on the right. And it has to stop. And I've talked about this here on the program in the past and how social media and many of these outlets, for whatever reason it may be, has managed to turn us into a nasty group, hasn't it? Many people out there. I found it extraordinary. This story made national news. This type of thing happens all the time. There's this young lady. Young lady's going to her prom. She posts up on Twitter three pictures of her going to the prom. And she's wearing a very conservative dress. It's like a Chinese type of a design. Beautiful. Beautiful dress. And the only thing that she put up there was prom. Thousands of people jumped all over her telling her she was a cultural appropriation for wearing that dress. What? Cultural appropriation? What are you talking about? And they're saying all sorts of nasty things to a high school girl. What is wrong with you? Let me ask you a question. Again, I don't understand this cultural appropriation thing. If I host a Cinco de Mayo party, can I serve margaritas? Or is that cultural appropriation? When did we become so damn uptight? When did we become so damn mean? Anyway, moving on. Like I said, I promised I was going to get into politics here. All right. Michael Cohen, I'm going to try to explain this the way I saw it happen. Giuliani, Thursday, lots of red letters up on Drudge Report. Every media outlet talking about Giuliani and Donald Trump reimbursing Michael Cohen for a $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. There's no way. And Stormy Daniels got into making adult films. She had no idea. Do you think she was? Did she be this big of a deal? I mean, this big of a deal. Who knew? Anyway, I'm going to give you my interpretation of what went down. Okay? Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's not a Boy Scout by any stretch of the imagination. Again, I support many things that he does. I disagree with many things that he does. Do I think his conduct many times is a bit vile? Yeah, I do. I do. But hey, all of you people out there that worship JFK and the Kennedys, just do a little bit of reading, okay? Just do a little bit of reading. So cut it out. We all know he's not a Boy Scout. With that being said, Michael Cohen, I've described him before, and it's starting to make more and more sense. Michael Cohen is a cross between the fictional character Ray Donovan, the Showtime character played by Liev Schreiber, great television show, and Better Call Saul. That's it. The lawyer there was in. He's got his own show now, but it was a part of Breaking Bad. Michael Cohen is a cross between those two. And this is basically what happened. This is what I see happening. Michael, I'm going to pay you a retainer. I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know where the money goes. If you have to pay somebody to be quiet, non-disclosure agreement, if you have to pay somebody off, you just take it out of that money. I don't want to know about it. It's going to keep me at arm's length from this entire thing. Donald Trump has been Donald Trump throughout his entire life. We all know this. And he's a target. He's a rich guy running for president. Knew that people would be coming out of the woodwork. And there was Michael Cohen there to put out those fires with Trump's money. That's basically what happened. Now, some people say he had to know that the money was going to Stormy, and he told the Associated Press and told people that he did know. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't. But if he was smart, he would have kept the entire thing at arm's length. That's all. I'm just saying. He kept the entire thing at arm's length. And I'm here to tell you what this is all about. This entire thing. Yeah, they want to get rid of Trump. He's an outsider. But there's also another element to this as well. And it was what I was afraid of back in the 1990s. Payback. Republicans don't want to admit to it. A lot of conservative talk show house out there, they haven't even brought this up. If you don't think that some of this is payback for Bill Clinton, you're crazy, because it is. The old what comes around goes around. I knew it back then. I'm watching the whole Monica Lewinsky and all the lurid details getting spilled out everywhere. And Ken Starr and cigars and Oval Office and dresses and all of this stuff. And impeachment proceedings. And I'm like, this is stupid. This is dumb. This is it. What Republicans should have done was, you know what? We feel bad for the president. We hope that he can make things straight with his wife and clear this up, and he can get back to doing the job of the American people. Wham! You go above the entire thing, and you look like heroes. Instead, what did you do? You turned it into this lurid witch hunt that got you nowhere. And if you don't think that this is a part of that, you're wrong, because it is. It most certainly is. Okay, you want to compare the two here? I mean, there's Clinton with an intern, for crying out loud. And today, in today's hashtag MeToo movement, an underling, Oval Office. I mean, come on. There is no comparison. But look at what we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. What is it? Stormy Daniels' lawyer has been on CNN, I don't know, what, 60-some-odd times? over the past like month and a couple days. I mean, it's insane. And it is. It's hurting the business of this country, without a doubt. Now, as far as the Mueller investigation is concerned, Andrew McCarthy from National View, who, again, he was a former prosecutor, Southern District of New York in Manhattan, and basically said, hey, listen, Bob Mueller's got nothing right now. Bob Mueller's got nothing. There's no criminal investigation. There's nothing criminal here, meaning the investigation should go away. I don't know what direction they're heading. I don't think Mueller can head in the direction of motive. What did the president do that was illegal? What is the crime? I don't know. But what we have is a genuine mess on our hands. At some point in time, I hope everybody can grow up and be adults and make the whole thing go away. There's much bigger issues that this country has to deal with. Going to take a break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by the Road to Zero Coalition, led by the National Safety Council. Fatal roadway crashes have been increasing, not decreasing, over the past 2 years. In 2016, more than 37,000 Americans were killed each year on public roads, 5,000 more than in 2011. A broad-based coalition has come together through the Road to Zero Coalition to share a vision for a future without any roadway fatalities. They are sharing knowledge on what works today, hope for technology solutions, and a call to prioritize safety every time we are on the roads. This vision is available now. Deborah A.P. Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
Over 50 years ago, we pledged to put a man on the moon. Many thought it was impossible. The Road to Zero Coalition's goal today is to eliminate roadway deaths by 2050. Like going to the moon, it will take leadership, commitment, and new technology. This report lays out how we can make traffic fatalities a thing of the past.
For more information, visit nsc.org.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, my God. I can't remember. What's the name of Hillary Clinton's book? the one she just came out with, where she kind of goes over why she lost. And she comes, I mean, blames everyone but herself. She's got a new one. She's got a new one. I got to hand it to her. You know, she's going to keep throwing up excuses until something sticks. Now, this one, I'm going to be honest with you. This latest excuse is something. What happened? That's the name of the book. Okay, what happened? Okay, the latest excuse that wasn't in what happened. Hillary came out this past week and said, being a capitalist hurt her in 2016 because so many Dems are socialists. That's a new one. I have not heard that one yet, but I do think that she is on to something. I do think that she's on to something. Hey, take a look at how many people went out there and voted for Bernie Sanders, who is a socialist. And I'm full disclosure here. I was hoping and praying because I knew McCain was going to lose. I knew McCain had not a shot against Obama, but I was hoping Hillary Clinton was going to beat Obama. I was actually at the Democratic National Convention, was doing Radio Row there, and I was watching what was happening behind the scenes. There was talk about Hillary Clinton grabbing the superdelegates and trying to seize the nomination, but they backed away from that, and she became Secretary of State. And then she was supposed to be the next president after Obama, right? But anyway, no. I was hoping that she was going to win because I know she's not a socialist. I know that. She is a command and control. The Clintons are capitalists, man. You take a look at how they work the system. And not only that, they are crony capitalists. They just reopened the Clinton Foundation. They're going to hold a big fundraiser in New York City. Looking to jumpstart that whole gig. Bill Clinton as president, he's further to the right than many Republicans are today, for crying out loud. Let's just be honest. But I did find it funny. I did. Anyway, blue wave. Everybody's talking about this blue wave that's coming. The blue wave is coming. Uh-oh. Enthusiasm for the Democratic Party is waning among millennials as its candidates head into the crucial midterm congressional elections. This is according to a Reuters Ipsos survey of some 11,000 voters. Their support for Democrats over Republicans for Congress slipped by 9 percentage points. Wow. And they increasingly say the Republican Party is a better steward of the economy. Gee, I wonder why. Gee, I don't know. Are they getting raises now? Have their job prospects picked up over the past couple years since Donald Trump's been elected? Probably. Now, let's say we were jobless and working at Starbucks during the Obama years. Oh, I'm getting job offers now. Oh, geez, I'm getting offers. People are willing to pay me to move to this place. They may not say it out loud, but they're gonna hold on to what's happening. People vote their pocketbook, whether you want to believe it or not. They may say they are not, but they will. James Carville, it's the economy, stupid. Every single time. Anyway, I've got to get a little bit into foreign policy because it matters. It matters. Again, let's take a look at the amount of money that we spend on defense, on all of our conflicts, invasions, wars all around the globe. Again, a story that wasn't reported that widely here in the United States. A major terrorist attack in Afghanistan and Kabul, killing 21 people. The Taliban has come out and said they rejected peace offer. They already control half of Afghanistan right now, and said they are excited now for the beginning of the spring fighting season. I mean, this is like a quote that you would hear out of someone saying, hey, you know what? We're excited to be back at spring training, ready to get the cleats and glove and balls back out there. And we're excited to go out there and start killing the infidels. In particular, they mentioned capturing and killing Americans. Again, it's 2018. 17 years in, the Taliban still has half the country. Still waiting from someone out there to explain to me why we are still in Afghanistan. Why? Hey, listen, you don't even have to, you just email me. Anyone out there, you want to explain to me and stop telling me it's to kill terrorists before they kill us. Please, okay? Don't insult my intelligence with that one. Story talking about the billions of dollars that we're spending in Afghanistan on dysfunctional projects and ghost workers. See, hey, even in Afghanistan, hey, maybe they're getting somewhere. They have no-show jobs in Afghanistan. It's kind of like New Jersey with the mafia. No-show jobs, yep. Billions of dollars, our tax dollars, being thrown away. Thrown away. Like this story, though. And again, I wish you got a little bit more press out there. Donald Trump was midway through signing a, basically approving a deal to spend $1 billion on our new embassy in Jerusalem. And he half signed it and said, what? $1 billion? Now, it went from $1 billion down to 400,000. Not bad. That's serious savings there. More of that, please. More of that, please. Can we get more of that? More of that savings? Can we get more politicians taking a look saying, wait a second. Maybe rather than a B, maybe an M. Or how about a T? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
But I get up each day. Not much to say. I've nowhere to go.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Early this morning, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump greeted the three Americans as they flew into Joint Base Andrews outside the U.S. Capitol less than 24 hours after they were released from North Korea. Also on that plane was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert talked about what was discussed between Pompeo and Kim Jong-un.
We also say to North Korea, you can have a brighter future. And that's one of the things that Secretary Pompeo discussed with them. You have the ability. It is in your control, Kim Jong-un, to bring economic change and economic reforms and bring an open society to North Korea.
President Trump also said earlier today in a tweet that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would take place June 12th and in Singapore. And a look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up just over 200 points this Thursday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. All right, and I'll respond to this quickly. You had the South Korean President Moon Jae-in suggests that Donald Trump should win the Nobel Peace Prize. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know it's not too far out. I know. Donald Trump could bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. He could start a kickball league between the Palestinians and the Israelis and have peace there. He could allow cats to live with dogs. He could bring peace everywhere, and he's not going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Unless, of course, the Trump organization buys the Nobel Peace Prize and changes the name to the Trump Peace Prize. The Trump Peace Prize, and that's the only way that that's going to happen. Anyway. Guys, they don't like him. They never will. He's not. You got to understand. You're new listening to the program. We've explained this in many different ways over the years. Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. They call it the swamp. We were so far ahead of the swamp. Has everybody used another term, the swamp? Well, the swamp is not descriptive enough. The Watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil breaks it down into its components. Big business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand. And you know what else is a part of that big business? People, because it's unfortunate, but people don't realize. Academia is big business. Colleges and universities are a part of that too. They work hand in hand to further their own needs. Once you are a part of that club, you're in. You're good. You're protected. You're not? What do they say in Brooklyn? Forget about it. Anyway, Bank of America. Yeah, I went after Wells Fargo earlier on in the program. Bank of America's Merrill Lynch routinely misled customers by telling them billions of stock trades had been managed in-house when they were actually turned over to outside firms. Part of a five-year scheme, the New York's Attorney General said, made the bank's trading services appear more sophisticated than they were. Again, what happened? It's called a masking strategy. It applied to 16 million client trade orders between 2008 and 2013. Representing over 4 billion traded shares. Again, scheme. It's a scheme. You think of a scheme, you think of something illegal, right? Something you're not supposed to do. What's Bank of America, Merrill Lynch going to do? What do you think they're going to do? Pay a fine. Are any of the schemers going to lose their job? No. In fact, I would gander that they're probably getting raises for all of the good work that they've done. You think this stuff just like pops up like a weed, these issues, these problems? These things are well thought out and planned, and they let them run as long as they run before, you know what, we're caught. We're caught. We'll kick up. We'll kick up to the politicians, and then we'll get back to work. Anyway, a lot of these MLPs, Master Limited Partnerships. Oh, you hear the commercials on TV. And I had mentioned this here on the program. Freedom checks. It's your freedom check. Oh, one thing I love, freedom and money. I can't even believe that they allow financial products to be sold like that. They know exactly what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing and how they're going about duping people. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know how people can look themselves in the mirror at the end of the day. Yeah, a lot of these MLPs crashing. It's a quick story on compliance that I wanted to get to. Compliance doesn't pay. Yeah, it doesn't. When I talk about compliance is, a lot of what's going on at many of these firms and what they're forced to do. And this is in tune to money laundering. I think I might have mentioned this here on the show. Last I had to take a continuing education, 6 months ago? We have to take them on a regular basis. And the continuing education class, almost the entire thing was focused on anti-money laundering. And I'm saying to myself, okay, I mean, I know who I'm dealing with. I get that. But wouldn't it be better? I'm just saying. Wouldn't it be better to just get out of that and let the bad guys try to launder the money? Wouldn't it be easier to catch them that way? If you knew that they were entering into the banking system, wouldn't it be easier to find them? I don't know. Could be me. Call me crazy. Anyway, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Lauren, and this is my dog, Mr. Sparks. We're from Miami, Florida, and we love our Ring video doorbell, mostly because over the past year, I've had a bunch of packages stolen. Those delivery guys expect us to be at home for 4 hours of the day just waiting. Like the other day, we were at the store, and I got a pop-up on my phone. I saw the delivery guy talk to him right from my doorbell. Here, listen.
Would you want me to leave it here or over by the plant, over on the side?
By the plant. So now I know my packages are safe. It's like I'm at home and the park at the same time, which is awesome for me and my dog, Mr. Sparks.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring, to make our neighborhoods safer. Join Lauren, Mr. Sparks, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, kiddos. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. This is interesting. And I do find this fascinating. It's something that we always take into consideration when we're looking into various different emerging markets, countries, the flow of money. Again, it's a great way you can analyze companies and countries' GDP growth down the road. It's babies. That's right. How many babies are you having? There's a story in the Wall Street Journal. A limit to China's economic rise. Not enough babies. China is careening toward a demographic time bomb. In another decade, I want you to put this into perspective. This is staggering to actually think about these numbers. It will have more people over 60 than the entire population of the United States. Its workforce is shrinking, and not enough babies are being born. And they talk about a professor, Li Wanyuan, who is expecting her third child last year. Her employer in the eastern city of Qingdao pressured her to end the pregnancy or resign. She refused, but the stress gave her nightmares. How can I not worry about it? We could end up raising three children without any income. In the nation with one of the lowest fertility rates in the world, couples are still discouraged from having multiple offspring, children who could help rejuvenate the fast-aging population. Some experts have argued over the years that slower population growth could help ease the pressure for China to create new jobs as technology increases productivity. Again, micromanage. I know Thomas Friedman loves this stuff from the New York Times. He thinks China's awesome. Oh, my God. You see all the failures that they have over there with their micromanaging, trying to get control, trying to. It's like trying to control the weather. Yeah, we're going to try to control an economy. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Obama, all the big government types, they love you. Obama tried to do that with green jobs. Stupid. But anyway, you take a look at some of the problems demographically with certain nations, Japan being one. Japan has serious issues. The Mediterranean countries. Yeah. Spain. Italy. Greece, disaster right now, as far as kids are concerned. They don't have kids, don't have enough. Can't replace the population. You know what I find interesting is that, you know when this happens? More often than not. Socialist countries. People all of a sudden can't afford to have more kids. Can't afford. Gotta have one kid, you gotta focus on that kid, gotta pay for tutors and all sorts of stuff to make sure that your kid gets into the right school. So maybe, just maybe, with the 25 to 30% youth unemployment, your kid can get a job. Isn't it funny how in the Soviet Union, they gave medals because they needed more kids. They gave medals to women for the amount of kids that they had. Take a look at France. France recognized this several years ago and gave serious tax breaks to families who had kids. It's interesting to watch, and it's interesting to watch the way the money is going to flow. This is where India has the opportunity to be a really much more dynamic place than actually China does, if they can get their act together. Anyway, pretty fascinating if you actually look into it, the way money flows or what's going to happen. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Anyway, I'm curious to see what's... I honestly am. I am not much for a lot of the celebrity nonsense that goes on. I'm not. But I am. I have to admit, I'm watching this Kanye West saga, this entire thing kind of take place, unfold. What really kind of hooked me this past week was when you had Kanye West tweeting out a Thomas Sowell quote. Now, Thomas Sowell's kind of like one of my economic heroes. And I can't tell you how many times I've told people out there, the books that he's written, how basic economics. You want to understand how the world works? Just read that book. It's not that long. Phenomenal stuff. Guy's brilliant, great writer. His collection of letters, Man of Letters. I couldn't believe it. Kanye West tweeting that out. I don't know. Maybe get some more people kind of turning into the light would be a good thing. I want to touch on this, too. You had the creator of The Simpsons, again, one of my all-time favorite television shows, Matt Groening, refusing to put Apu on a shelf. Yeah, people love to pretend they're offended. Ain't that the truth? people get up in the morning, and what's sad? Are you, you have to feel sorry. You have to feel sorry. We need a patron saint of lost souls that wake up in the morning looking to be angry and upset, looking to find reasons to be angry. And yeah, that's what Groening said. That's why they're upset about one of the great Simpson characters, Apu. Boy Scouts. No longer going to be the Boy Scouts. No. Again, I wasn't a long time member of the Boy Scouts. I did the whole Cub Scout bit. Then I joined the Boy Scouts and I just ran out of time. Basically it. I didn't like it. You know, I did, but I played a musical instrument and I had to practice that. I was playing sports and there was, you know, three brothers. My mom's running around. It was only so much time. And I had to give. And the Boy Scouts went by the wayside. But, you know, I went on my fair share of little camping trips and whatnot. And now the Boy Scouts want to allow girls to join. No, not at that age. Now, you have to let boys be boys, okay? And you have to let boys act a certain way around boys. Why are you doing this? Even the Girl Scouts are upset by it. They're actually mounting they're going to mount an aggressive campaign to ramp up recruitment numbers. I'm sorry, my kids don't do that, but if they did and there was a girl that joined the Boy Scouts, I'm like, all right, son, you're done. You're done. Sorry, it's not what the organization should be about. It is what it is. I wanted to touch on this story as well. Again, it's something that I've talked about here on the program and alluded to. And this is coming from the chief executive officer of Yum China. Now, Yum Brands, KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell. And this lady mentioned, she said, when you're flipping the 500th burger of the day or trying to placate a table of frustrated diners, it can be hard to see it. But that job at the local food joint could just be the most valuable of your life. Yeah, I happen to agree with that. And I've said it here on the program time and time again. I didn't major in business. I took a ton of business classes, though, at my when I was in school back in the day. And I'm here to tell you I learned a hell of a lot more in the jobs that I had taken on to pay for my college education than I did in those actual business classes. A hell of a lot more. Minimum wage jobs are an education building block. That's what they need to be looked at as a stepping stone. Whether it be washing dishes, whether it be waiting tables, whether it be bartending, whether it be framing houses, whether it be digging pools, it doesn't make any difference. You take something from each and every one of those jobs, and it helps to make you stronger, helps to make you smarter. I can't tell you how many times over the course of my career I've gone back to my days, what I learned running restaurants, managing restaurants, waiting tables, and bartending, and how it was applicable in running my own company. And Joey Watt, who is CEO of Yum China, saying the same thing. Said, but the 3 years she spent working at a Chinese restaurant before college were among the most important of her career. All because of the insights that they gave her. And I don't know why people look down upon that type of work, that hard work. And I hope people understand the importance of those jobs because they're important. They are. I take a look when I'm looking at or hiring people. You don't think that I'm looking for kids that have had to hustle, that have had to do things that mommy and daddy didn't pay for everything. They had to work for it. Yeah, I'm looking for those people. They can problem solve. And that's what I need. I need problem solvers. Not people that are, did I do it right? Did I do it right? What did I do wrong? Show me. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump on Twitter announced that the meeting between himself and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place in Singapore on June 12th. Just before dawn today, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were freed by North Korea. Senator Ted Cruz went on Fox and Friends and shared his perspective on what this means.
Well, it's a big deal, and the president is to be commended for bringing these three Americans home. That is a major victory, and it's really the results of American strength. You know, we saw for 8 years under Barack Obama a foreign policy that was really a policy of weakness and appeasement. Remember how Obama put it, leading from behind. And the problem is weakness and appeasement doesn't work, especially with dictators like Kim Jong-un. President Trump has come in with a strong American foreign policy, getting back to peace through strength.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
About half of all Americans now live under sanctuary policies that shield illegal immigrants from law enforcement. That's according to a new study that was released today by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. The study also calculates that there are 564 states and municipalities that refuse some level of cooperation with federal immigration authorities as of April 1. The price of oil has continued to go up since President Donald Trump made the announcement that the U.S. would be withdrawing from the international nuclear pact with Iran. But the big question is, how high will oil continue to go, and has it reached its peak? Stephen Shork is a global energy expert. He explains why he believes the price of oil may have peaked.
And there is a sweet spot for oil prices right now, and we are significantly, as I said before, about, you know, at least $5, probably $7 above what the market is dictating right now.
For all of these stories and many more, please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new study out says the American workforce gave up 705 million vacation days last year alone. And of those days, 212 million were forfeited, or they could not be banked or rolled over or paid out. Well, one of the hot new destinations for vacations is Alaska. I talked to Mark Adams. He's the author of a new book titled Tip of the Iceberg, My 3,000-Mile Journey Around Wild Alaska, The Last Great American Frontier. And he talks about the tourism industry in Alaska.
Tourism is a big business, especially in the summer.